In the first reading, we see here God giving a promise to Abraham, land and descendants as numerous as the stars. Abraham was so overwhelmed by God's promise, he couldn't believe that it would happen. It was too much for him. It is like for us today, a promise of being given a good job, regular flow of income, with no taxes and no bills to pay. It's unbelievable. Could it happen? Impossible. It would never happen. Abraham said that too, to God. Oh my goodness, gracious God, can it happen? How am I to know that I shall possess it? Then God told him to do something. In the gospel, we see here the three apostles, Peter, James, and John, who experienced what Jesus is truly like. Jesus is God. They saw for themselves that indeed what Jesus was telling them all along was indeed true, for they saw that Jesus is truly God. They were so amazed, they couldn't believe it. But they were there, they were not dreaming, so they said, We don't want this to go away. Let us just stay here forever. We don't want to go to the valley no more. We just want to stay in this mountain. This is heaven here. Then God told them to do something. In the first reading, God told Abraham to perform a rite. By performing the rite, Abraham realized the truthfulness of God's promise. He fell into a trance, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. It was just like what the apostles experienced in the transfiguration. It was trance-like. It was the experience of God. Just like Abraham, they were also terrified. In the gospel, during the heavenly experience, God told the apostles, listen to him. Now, what do we have here? We have the act of doing a rite and the act of listening. We are to perform a rite and listen. How do we do that today? We perform a rite and we listen in the Mass. It is in the Mass that we encounter God. God's real presence is in the Mass. The Mass is divided into two acts, the listening part, which is the liturgy of the Word, including the homily, and the rite, which is the liturgy of the Eucharist. In these two acts, taken as a whole, we encounter the real presence of God. It is our Abraham experience of God when we perform the rite. It is the Peter, James, John experience of God when we listen to the Word, and we will experience what Abraham and Peter and James and John experienced if we are in the Mass, when we are fully active and participating in the Mass. We have to be in it. Don't you realize that when we just take the Mass for granted, when we just go through the motions of attending Mass, when our minds are not in the Mass, that we don't feel anything about the Mass, and that we don't care for the Mass, then what is terrifying is that the Mass becomes optional. The Mass can be dispensed with. The Mass becomes 10th in my priority. My number one priority is sports. Second, perhaps, is money. Third, perhaps, is beer or bourbon. Anyway, God will understand. Now, let us see what St. Paul wrote to the Philippians in the second reading. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. St. Paul was telling the Philippians to imitate him. But who is Paul imitating? It is Jesus. We imitate Jesus always with others, and there is only one thing that we could do, join together to imitate Jesus, and that is the Mass. In the Mass, we imitate Jesus' prayer offering to the Father. We imitate Jesus praying for the people. We imitate Jesus when we give peace to one another. We imitate Jesus being with the Father. It is only in the Mass that we are one as a community, one with Jesus, in offering prayer to the Father with the Holy Spirit. So now we realize something else aside from the importance of ritual and listening. We realize the importance of community. St. Paul says, join with others in being imitators of me. So we will not just do ritual and listening alone by ourselves. We need to do this always with the community, with others. But why is this important? Why is ritual and listening important? Because without it, we will turn up the way St. Paul in the second reading is warning the Philippians about. Their end is destruction. Their end is destruction because their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. This is what will happen to us if we don't perform rites. And if we don't listen, our minds become occupied with earthly things because we shall have forgotten about the experience of God. We shall forget the Abraham experience. We shall forget the Peter, James, John experience. We shall forget our God experience. This is important because we cannot just say, we cannot just stay in the mountain where the glory of God is, where the apostles Peter, James, John had planned. Somehow, we will be going down back to the valley. We will be going out of the church after Mass. We will be facing life. We will be facing temptation, suffering, problems, and obstacles. Without the experience of God in the Mass, we will never be able to face life in imitation of Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, Paul says, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. So, brothers and sisters, let us join others in imitating Jesus by performing the rite and listening to Jesus.